Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Quang Dong, date of birth 6-2-1974, date of procedure June 25th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter. Referring physician is Dr. Hung Ngo. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with hot snare polypectomy. Indication is abdominal pain, comma heartburn, comma constipation, comma colorectal cancer screening, comma weight loss. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as malignancy, or experience of patient. The patient is breath endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position. Sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Period. While the brachydilum sphygmoscope is introduced into the esophagus, to answer direct question to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or reflux tubes obtaining the cardia. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient was then turned around in a left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Period. Terminalium was intubated and value period. A retroflex was obtained in the rectum period. Boston Bowel Prep score is graded as 6, 2-2-2, fair prep. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared on a remarkable neck line. The Z-line was regular at 39 centimeters from the bite block. Next line. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema, comma biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line. There was evidence of a gastric cardia polyp that was removed, that was approximately 7 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy in total. Next line. There was evidence of an unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion, comma biopsies were obtained to rule out. Sorry, delete that. There was evidence of approximately 7 millimeter duodenal bulb ulcer, comma forest class 2C. Comma biopsies were obtained in this area for further evaluation and histology. Next line. The ampulla appeared prominent. Comma biopsies were obtained around the ampulla for further evaluation and histology. Next line. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Comma biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line. Boston Bowel Prep score was graded as a 6, 2-2-2, comma fair prep. Next line. The terminal ileum. The terminal ileum, comma last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was an approximately 15 millimeter pedunculated ascending colon polyp adjacent to the fold of the ileocecal valve, comma this was removed with hot snare polypectomy in total. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were moderate in size. Next line, there was evidence of pandiverticulosis coli. Next line, plan follow-up, biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI BID for 8 weeks and daily following. Next line, pending EGD polyp pathology, will recommend repeat endoscopy. Next line, recommend CT abdomen, pelvis, and chest for further evaluation of weight loss when patient follows in the clinic. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending PASS. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line. Thank you.